You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Theatre Company is staging Auckland-based Zimbabwean playwright Stanley Makuwe's play Black Lover as part of their Auckland Arts Festival this year. Black Lover tells the story of expat New Zealander Sir Garfield Todd, who became Prime Minister of Rhodesia, now known as Zimbabwe, from 1953 to 1958, and became called Black Lover by his detractors due to his public advocating for racial equality. I spoke with Stanley this morning about the play, and why it's important to both New Zealanders and Zimbabweans. He began by giving a brief synopsis of the play.
It's about a man called Garfield Todd. He was a New Zealander from Invercargill, so he came to Zimbabwe as a church missionary way back in the, 1932, and ended up becoming Prime Minister of Zimbabwe in 1953 to 58. So the play is based on, he tried to give power to black people, and other white people were not very happy with that, so he was put under house arrest. So the play is mostly around a day of his life while he's under house arrest, just him and his servant.
And if you had to pick three words to really summarize the themes in this play, how would you describe it? What can audiences expect?
We're talking of race issues. That's one big major issue that we're looking at here. We're looking at race, and especially race relations, black and white. I guess that's the main theme, really.
So it sort of looks at Zimbabwe's colonial history and.
History of Zimbabwe. History of Zimbabwe and its link to New Zealand as well. That's another issue, most New Zealanders didn't know that New Zealand and Zimbabwe, we had that strong connection through this man. That comes out in the play as well.
Okay, yeah, and there are sort of parallels in colonialism between New Zealand and Zimbabwe as well.
Yes.
What does it sort of mean for Zimbabwe that they, how has this colonial history really affected it, having so many prime ministers, like Sir Garfield Todd, coming in from overseas?
I think there were good things and also bad things. There's always something bad, but there was really a good thing as well. So if you look at Garfield Todd, at the time he came, he was really shocked with what was going on in terms of how a small amount of white people, a small group of white people, could suppress at least around 7-8 million people. So for him it was a bit of a shock. How does it happen? And I guess maybe coming from New Zealand, and with, how white New Zealanders and Maoris are, they live together and work together and there's no problem. So he thought that could also work in Africa. So I guess it was a really good thing. And also we had other white prime ministers, I guess. It was all to do with white supremacy, white rule and all those things and white power. So in such a situation, obviously, there are so many bad things that happen because there'll be maybe other black people who say, no, that's not right. And obviously there's so many people end up dying. And so a lot of people ended up suffering. There was some kind of slavery as well involved in people working in farms and being slaves in their own land or on their own land. So it was very difficult at that time. But looking at people like Garfield Todd who tried to change that history, that's what's important for us. Yeah.
Yeah, I read that you would like all New Zealanders to know the Sir Garfield Todd story. Why is this important to you? What drew you to writing this play?
Talking to people here, I realised that people were not aware of that history. Not everyone. I think the old school people, New Zealanders, are aware of that history.
Mm.
But younger generations, they don't know those things. They don't know that history. So it is important to bring it back to life, and so people are aware that there is history between New Zealand and Africans, and it's a very strong bond. And you know, for example, I visited Garfield Todd, his daughter Judith Todd, and some of the, she was showing me some headlines from newspaper cuttings that she had. They were really interesting headlines about how Africa is looking to New Zealand Africans were looking up to New Zealand to gain their independence. So I think maybe New Zealand being such a small country, and maybe some people are not aware how influential they were to a group of Africans who looked up to them and say, this is where we are going to get our independence. These people are going to help us to get our independence. So it is important for New Zealanders to know those things, that they have had such an influence on other people's independence and freedom.
Was it surprising to you to find out that many New Zealanders were sort of unaware of Garfield Todd?
In a way, I was surprised. I think that was why I thought I should write a play about it, because I was a little bit surprised that people were not aware. But also, I thought New Zealand is so far away from almost everything, and sometimes it's easy for those things to be missed. It takes maybe the other thing that really surprised me was that I think New Zealanders don't really, I don't know, I've never went to school here, so I don't know how much of New Zealand history is taught in schools.
Some of it, more of it could be taught, definitely. But it's only sort of recently that we've been more properly being taught our own colonial history.
Yeah, I think it's really important for that history to be taught, because, people like that would taught people, it would be really interesting for young New Zealanders to know that history. I don't think he was the only, I think there were other people, big names, where people left the country and made names for themselves and made a difference in the world. So I think that's really important for young people to learn those things in schools.
And I saw one of your past plays, Overthrown, was banned in Zimbabwe because it allegedly criticised Mugabe. How do you see your role in politics as a storyteller?
I think I've never been someone that's really upfront in terms of political views or anything. So I found writing being my own way of expressing myself in terms of social injustices and things that I don't think are right. I guess people have different ways to express themselves. So I found my only way is through writing and expressing myself that way. So I would love to maybe to do a bit more in terms of bringing up those issues, injustices and everything else, and that's also, you know, coming out in my next play as well that I'm working on. I'll be working on soon. I want to talk a little bit more as well on social injustices and race issues, and because I grew up around that. I grew up a lot around that and seeing the
effects of it.
As well. So I think that's what I want to sort of work on it a bit more and say a bit more about it. And the political situation in Africa is always another thing that always been something that I'm passionate about, especially given that Africa is so rich, and then because of a small group of people, politicians, they are holding the whole continent to ransom because of their own self-interest. So we need to speak out in any way we can. Some people do it through music, some people will go on the streets, some people prefer to write plays like myself. So whichever way we can say something, we have to.
Yeah, and so this is important for the Zimbabwean community as well.
Yeah, it is important for the Zimbabwean community. And you also find most of them are here because of political and financial situations in their own homeland. They can't even, some people have been here maybe for 15 years, they haven't been back, and some people came as refugees, they haven't been able to go back to see their families, and they're homesick all the time, and all because of political instability, and it's really sad.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.